through the country.
As a result, maybe 300 or so thousand Palestinians had already been expelled before the first Arab soldier entered Palestine.
Some of the neighboring Arab armies finally intervened after May 15, 1948, when Israel officially announced its statehood.
Although there was a lot of war rhetoric on the Arab side, very few soldiers, Arab soldiers, were sent into the battlefield. And actually, for most parts of the war, there was a superiority on the side of the Israeli army.
The Israeli army cleansed much of the territory and took over a large part of the designated Palestinian state.
The new state of Israel encompassed 78% of the total land of Palestine. The West Bank came under Jordanian control and the Gaza Strip under Egyptian dominion. Although a truce was declared between Israel and the Arab states, true peace remained elusive, as over 700,000 Palestinian refugees languished in nearby camps, often in sight of homes to which they still held the deeds and a deep desire to return.
Most of the deserted and evicted Palestinian villages were erased from upon the earth and were either turned into Jewish settlements or into fertile land.
Of the 500 Palestinian villages in what became Israel in 1948, 400 were destroyed.
These efforts to destroy the possibility of their returning home were countered by the United Nations, which continues to affirm their human right enshrined in international law and morality to return.
A Palestinian who had lost her land or lost his land as the result of the creation of Israel in 1948 cannot come back even for a visit. I can go back to Israel as if I were returning and claim immediate citizenship, having no historic tie, speaking no Hebrew, knowing no one in the country, having no family who ever was there. All that one needs is being Jewish, a religious group like any other.
My grandmother told me, before the Zionist movement starts, they babysitting each other, the kids. They bar off and bought each other like brothers. The idea of the Zionists to take away the land from the Palestinians, from the Arabs, starting the whole fighting. Not Arabs the problem, not Jews the problem, not Judaism, not Muslim, only Zionism.
The events of 1948 were a defining moment for the Middle East, and from that point onward created instability throughout the region. Violent tensions continued and led to another war in 1967. In that war, Israel occupied the remainder of historic Palestine, what is known today as the West Bank and Gaza.
Another myth was that Israel was about to be pushed into the sea, but I was working in the State Department at that time. There was no question of Israel being pushed into the sea. The question was just the rapidity and the totalness of the Israeli victory, and the victory was crushing.
During the 1967 war, Israel displaced more than 400,000 Palestinians, half of whom were 1948 refugees, displaced for a second time in less than two decades. It became clear that the world was not going to address their plight. Palestinians in Israel lived as third-class citizens of a state whose core identity excluded them, while those in the newly occupied territories and abroad continued as dispossessed refugees. The United Nations passed resolution after resolution affirming their rights. Leaders of surrounding Arab nations verbally championed their cause, but failed to take action. Finally, Palestinians took matters into their own hands. There was a mass uprising, in Arabic and intifada, shaking off, as people throughout the West Bank and Gaza Strip rebelled. The Israeli government adopted a strategy, in the words of Defense Minister Yitzhak Rabin, of might, power, and beatings, which became known as the Break the Bone strategy. Thousands of Palestinians were rounded up and imprisoned. Since 1967, over 400,000. Many were held without any charges whatsoever, under harsh conditions where physical abuse and torture were rampant.
Today, we bear witness to an extraordinary act in one of history's defining dramas.
The Oslo process begins officially with the handshake on the White House lawn.
I think the main misconception of the years of Oslo were years of peace.
And in that period, when there was supposed to be a peace process underway, in fact, the daily lives of Palestinians throughout the occupied territories got worse and worse and worse.
The reality, and I saw it with my own eyes, that this was a new form of Israeli domination over Palestinians.
Economic and social rights, which are rights to health, education, work, etc. These areas are the areas that declined the worst for the majority of Palestinians, almost all Palestinians.
All the economic indicators turned for the worse under Oslo during this peace process.
Moreover, Israeli settlements have continued to expand throughout that period.
At the same time that Israeli control was expanding, the Palestinian Authority was given the trappings of power over the shrinking and non-contiguous Palestinian land being held